Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by to hear the latest from In Circle Pros. Not going to be a very long show today, but I wanted to take the time to give you an update. Back when I first got involved with this, I kept thinking, like, how could I possibly do all this that I'm seeing in dreams and in flashes that I was getting from the Lord? And I really was overwhelmed, but I see that slowly but surely people are picking up the reins, so to speak, you know, like the reins of a horse, or taking the wheel, like in a wheelhouse of a boat, and doing their thing and getting involved. So it's good stuff that's happening, people, and I don't want you to be discouraged. I want to tell you one of the things I just found out about. I found out about it via my local community, like mini magazine. So check it when you go to your local libraries, your city hall. Look for info from Chamber of Commerce and places like that, because their job is to keep you informed. And lots of times I find out about things through word of mouth, but also I get a lot of tips off of the local news magazine. The one that I'm looking at right now is the Keep It Local in Valley Center. And it has Valley Center Chamber News. And, you know, a lot of people don't know it, but they have once a month Chamber of Commerce get-togethers that are free to go to. Anybody can go, you know, to be a member. We call them Sundowners, and I'm planning on getting involved. The next one is the first Tuesday of the month from 5:30 to 7:30, 7 o'clock. And this one's meeting at the community hall on the third Thursday of the month. So they have a couple of different things going on. But the thing that I was interested in talking to you about is the Saved in America. It's a new organization that I've not heard of. It might be fairly established, but I've not heard of it, about it before. At no charge to families, we volunteer to assist parents and law enforcement to locate missing, runaway, and exploited children, the group's most vulnerable to sexual trafficking. For victims of sexual exploitation, we assist in procuring legal representation, safe housing, and rehabilitative therapy. We also provide assistance to high-risk juvenile shelters to protect children from further exploitation by pimps and predators. So the organization is savedinamerica.org, set up in Valley Center with a P.O. box. If you want more information, info at savedinamerica.org. And then they put in a whole article in that local newsletter that I thought was worth talking about. Saved in America volunteers to assist parents and law enforcement to locate missing, runaway, and exploited children. It's a California nonprofit organization of current and former police officers, Navy SEALs, Marine Raiders, turned licensed and insured private investigators who, without charge, assist parents and law enforcement in locating runaway, missing, and exploited children. Saved in America's staff also include social networking, investigators, case managers, and attorneys, all Saved in America, SIA. Staff and operators are certified missing and exploited children investigators. Since December 2014, Saved in America has assisted in the investigation and locating more than 260 children nationwide. 60% of all recovered children were found before being trafficked. Saved in America cases are structured in six steps. The acronym is RESCUE. So step one, R, record. They get the SIA receives cases in one of two different ways. Either a member of the public informs SIA, or a parent or a guardian will contact them. From this point, Saved in America contacts parents for information on missing children. Once the parent guardian is contacted, an application for service and power of attorney is received. Power of attorney allows the Saved in America team to coordinate with law enforcement. Step two, examine. Remember the acronym is RESCUE, RESCUE. Step two, examine. After collecting the requested information from the parents, the case is then forwarded to a social networking investigator. A special trained Saved in America investigator collects and processes digital information. Then step three, summarize. They give the tips to the public. The intelligence is then given to the Saved in America team consisting of former law enforcement agents or the workable intelligence investigators. The team will work to confirm or discredit the leads. Once confirmed, the intelligence goes to the case manager. Step four, coordinate. Saved in America case manager collects all evidence from the Saved in America investigation teams and organizes reports, photos, videos. And then step five, unite. The actionable intelligence investigators consist of Saved in America's former military special operators, majority are Navy SEALs, Raiders, and British SAS. When the workable intelligence investigators have identified the victims, suspect, or an immediate associate, they pass the information on to the actionable intelligence investigators. Step six, equalize. The actionable intelligence team, made up of actionable intelligence investigators, will transport the child to a pre-approved rehabilitation center, police station, or return them to their home family in coordination with the parents or guardians. And then the case manager will continue to accumulate and follow up on intelligence to supply law enforcement. So there is an organization out there that can help you if your child is missing. You don't have to just be feeling like you're helpless. So there's no one there to back you up. And one of the reasons why I respect the military so much is that in most cases, people who are in the military are people who have a strong sense of patriotism and allegiance to our country, but also want to serve. They think there's something bigger than just being, a cog in the wheel, so to speak. Pat Tillman, who was a superstar and had, big sports contract, he volunteered after 9/11. He felt compelled to do that. And it was the deep state scum that took him out, in my opinion. So as for as many bad people that are in our government and in our military and the Pentagon and State Department, there's also a lot of good people. So don't give up on our country, people. We need to get united because the communist Chinese and other enemies of America, they're united. They're planning on taking over. They're buying up huge chunks of land. They're buying up land that just happens to back up to military facilities. And they are making it virtually impossible to have any decent housing in key areas and key states. What's sad is that there's a lot of people who have been in California for, a long time, decades, and I'm one of them. And, it's to the point where people are just throwing up their hands and leaving because it's so outrageously corrupt and run by really demented people, really destructive, pure evil people. I'm sorry, but that's true. It's documentable. All right, so that was one thing I wanted to talk to you about, that you know, the communities that you're living in, they have an obligation to provide classes and enrichment. So there's not only the workforce program that has retraining programs available, there's also, you can go to your local Boys and Girls Club or community center, and you can teach a class, and they'll do the advertising for you, and basically you get to keep most of what you charge for the class, and everything from music to art to all kinds of stuff that, you know, you can teach. If you know, you know, QuickBooks, you can teach that or whatever, you know. So creative, don't feel like that, you know, you've lost your job and you know, how are you going to make ends meet? There's, you know, got to get connected to people who might give you a referral. One of my favorite stories is a gal whose husband died, and she was facing all kinds of financial problems, and God gave her a vision to talk to somebody, and that person, even though she had no experience, they hired her, and she ended up becoming their office manager and doing very well, and it was right at the right time. So, you know, you got to reach out and don't be a recluse. I want to talk about the Reawaken America Tour. I posted the schedule on my Getter Fees, Lori and Company, Lori Parish. I can't put links on this show notes, and so it makes it problematic for sharing information because it doesn't work unless you have a premium account. And that's another story for another day, but we have a lot of, there's a deluge of information coming out, and, you know, it's hard to keep up with it all. And I'm not saying that I'm the one to, you know, give you the information, but at least I'm trying to point towards key information because, you know, people are drowning in, either they're tuned out because they're depressed or they're drowning in too much information. So with the Reawaken America updates, the Reawaken America tour, that's where they have the frontline doctors and key people go around the country and do events that are fun and they're informative and they're, you know, good for fellowship, good for, you know, promoting your book or your invention, promoting your music. You know, there's a lot of people that are getting involved, but they realize that it's a very effective way to advertise and promote themselves. But the next one is in Rochester, Batavia, and they've been hosted by the Cornerstone Church, and they only have 412 tickets left. So that's encouraging because it means that the leftists on the East Coast are waking up finally. They're realizing it's not about parties anymore. It's more about whether we get to survive as a people and have our lives be good as they have been for so long. I mean, America is special, and the communists and Marxists are trying to destroy our way of life. And they're doing it through education and media, and by cheating in elections, putting scum of the earth in charge. I mean, really mentally deranged people who hate white people, who hate Christians, who hate the idea of not having overtaxation and a huge government, who hate the idea of America being number one in the world like we used to be. You know, these are people who should be in prison, not in power. So then there's a link for that coming up in August. I think it's August 12th, but they don't have the date listed. So go to Time to Free America to check the dates, August 12th and 13th. is the one in Batavia, Rochester, New York. Then September 16th and 17th, is Washington-Idaho border. And then October 21st and 22nd is Pennsylvania. And, you know, important people like Dr. Malone and Judy Mikovits and Jim Brewer, who has been such a great comic relief and been at the events, and, you know, he's been on TV, and you know, he's a good guy, and you know, the Trump boys have been there, and Mike Lindell, all kinds of interesting guests have been at these events. One I went to was really great, and that was in March in San Marcos, California. And if you have a group that's going, they can give you, excuse me, they can give you a group discount. So just tell, you know, say what you have in mind, what you can afford to pay, and see if they'll work with you. They worked with me, and so I, you know, suggest you do that. Look at my Getter feed, Laurie & Company, Laurie Parrish, if you want to see the rest of the links that are dealing with other things that are important. One is Wake Up Your Family and Friends. It's a good documentary. And that way you don't have to fight with your family and friends. Just ask them to look at it. Because part of this, what evil likes to do, is divide us and to make us argue and fight and to not speak to one another. And it's happened in my own circle. I found out that one of my husband's relatives was administering the jab, and I said, you know, you don't, A, you don't have the training to do that, and B, you're putting blood on your grandparents' name. And of course they thought I was this whack job, so now they don't talk to me. Then I found out that my brother, who just passed in November, that his daughter-in-law was taking her kids to gay pride parades, and I said something like, you know, you're not Christian if you're doing that, and you know, you're making your kids be groomed for being assaulted and being, you know, targeted by perverts. And sorry to say that, but most of the perverts also happen to be gay, and I'm not saying that gay people are bad. I'm saying that's just the facts, okay? And so she's not talking to me either. Then my other relative is a, you know, pull-out communist. She said that she was so shocked that Trump hadn't done more damage than what he did. I'm thinking to myself, what damage are you talking about? You know, how is this, you know, a lifetime senator who's been on the dole forever, like Biden and Hillary Clinton, how are they more qualified than a person who's actually created jobs, hired people, built and done things all over the world? You know, gone through all the red tape, how to deal with the unions, how to deal with the mafia, how to deal with all the scum that are involved in the building trades because of the mafia's influence. I mean, if anything, Trump is a gladiator. So I don't talk to that relative anymore either. And then with my other relatives in Europe, I think they just decided that it's easier just to go back to sleep than it is to try to stand up and fight. So they don't have any contact with me, and I've purposely not had contact with them to try to protect them when we started getting under attack. So it's been a really rough, I would say, 10 years, and it started when Obama came on the scene. I really thought that people would wake up and not let that piece of dirt, camel dung, anywhere near the White House. And a lot of people don't know it, but, you know, he was talked about on the intelligence channels. You know, it's called static. He was talked about when in 2005, before his name was even known, and it was being said that he's going to be the next president. And he had Black Panthers as protection around him way back in the early 2000s because he was hand-selected because he's a Marxist and because he looked like a Black guy, even though he's half white. They knew that he would go over well with the Black community. And if the Black community knew that Obama was secretly gay, they probably wouldn't have voted for him because, you know, Black men aren't too down with that in general. But no one wanted to talk about that either. And that's my opinion. I mean, there's got to be a reason why if you're straight guys don't normally have lots of gay friends, and Obama had lots of gay friends, and they happened to just die right before he took office. And people who spoke up about him all died, and including Breitbart. And when Obama went to Hawaii to visit his business only, she died after having a routine hip operation. And then it was right before his inauguration. So, you know, didn't have any relatives at his inaugural, just Michelle and a couple other radical leftist scumbags. So on that list of information, I also have a link that has jobs that don't require you to get a vaccine job. I mean, someone I care about just went to visit his girlfriend in the hospital, and he was told he couldn't come in to see her because he didn't want to, you know, have the test to see if he was COVID. It's an invasion of privacy. But anyway, there's lots of information that I've linked on my Getter feed. Take a look at it. All right, so if you want to call in and tell me what's happening in your area, 515-609-8894. All right, so the thing is that you might think it's not important to have these events, but it is, because it's not just fellowship, it's also a way for us to share information. It's like, for example, in California, Gavin Newsom's trying to implement AB5 during a supply chain crisis. That law would leave thousands of truckers jobless, and as inflation makes America poorer. So, like, there's all kinds of things that are happening that people aren't aware of. You know, I got into trouble because I was daring to say on Nextdoor, which is a local website that supposedly, you know, groups everyone by their area that they live in. It's supposed to be a good thing so that you can, you know, have community and have referrals and have, oh, my dog's missing, here's a picture. And, you know, it's actually a very powerful, good website. Only problem with Nextdoor. But, you know, when people are in increasing numbers talking about having their homes broken into, their cars broken into, having people camped out in their neighborhood, going out into their garage and having people rifling through their tools looking for something that, you know, they can sell to get drugs or whatever they're doing. You know, I said the obvious, which is, what do you expect when Democrats are letting everyone come pouring in through other, from other countries, through our borders and our ports? And it's not just the southern border, it's the northern one as well. And, you know, if you have desperate poor and in a lot of cases criminal people coming in, you're going to have an increase in crime. But it goes even bigger than that. It goes to the point where you have people that aren't even from our own country competing for housing, competing for classes, like I was mentioning earlier about the workforce. You know, there's so many good programs that they had, but a lot of them get taken by illegal aliens that are taking resources that are in our country paid for by our tax dollars. They haven't even been in the country long enough to pay a dollar in taxes, but they sure know all about the things that they can get for free, the WIC programs and the EBT cards and, you know, school lunch program and Operation School Bell, where they get, you know, their school supplies and book bags and all that stuff. I mean, why are we treating any group of people differently than the rest? I mean, I don't understand why this blatant disregard for American citizens who have built this country, who have paid the taxes and bills and built the infrastructure that paid for the internet and paid for the radio waves and the cell towers and all that. You know, it's not like we don't have a stake in this country. And it's totally acting like we're out of line to not want to support other nations' people and also have to deal with them in other aspects of society. Whether it's that your kids are crowded into overcrowded schools, and my kids went through that with the split sessions, which is a horrible nightmare. I went through it too in New Jersey when I was young, going to school from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock at night. I mean, it was horrible. It's all because of mismanagement by really stupid, incompetent, mainly Democrat people. That their brains don't work right, and all I know how to do is spend money and waste it. So if you want to know more about that subject, go to Open the Books, openthebooks.com, and it goes over the outrageous waste and problems with government spending. Now, I wonder what this In Circle prose is supposed to be about. You know, part of it is getting the people who have special skills to be able to share what they know about and what they're good at. And I realize that, you know, with a lot of comedians and people out there, you know, they want to get involved, but they also don't want to have it that, oh, you were participating with that, you know, Operation Rainbow or, you know, the Reawaken America tours, you know, oh, you must be a right winger. Okay, this isn't about right winging or any, not even like, it's all different people with all different points of view that are part of this movement. There's a lot of Democrats coming over to the right because they realize how far left the Democrat Party has gone. And they went far left because the Communist Chinese, Muslim Brotherhood, and Marxists and La Raza and, you know, NAMBLA, which is the, you know, man and boy having the group that advocates men having sex with boys, NAMBLA. You know, they're not going to be accepted in the Republican leadership or party, so they go to the Democrat Party. And they wouldn't, like I've said many times, JFK would not be allowed to be in the Democrat Party today because he wouldn't have been considered far left enough and woke, right? Well, if you can understand that the ideology that the leftists are spreading is bad for our society and bad for our kids, then you're really brain dead. And I don't know, you know, maybe you should put a football helmet on and, you know, walk around and with that on your head because your brain is obviously mush. But I really believe that the answer is what I call Operation Rainbow. And it means that if you have special skills, you need to get involved and reach out on a local level. And I'm not quite sure how to do that unless you go to locals. I have a site set up over there under In Circle Us, Lori and Company. I'm not over there right now very much because I'm so busy with other things, but you can connect to people and get seen. And, you know, if you have a headshots or whatever it is that, or a portfolio, it's a good way to get seen. And a lot of really creative people over there. And let's see. I wanted to encourage you to look at rawhideranch.com. It's a really cool place. And in case you didn't listen to the last show, while I was working on a video, I suddenly realized after seeing a totem pole, there's totem poles at Rawhide Ranch, that suddenly in the background of this picture that I had saved for a while to use to illustrate, you know, a concert going on or a gathering, that there was buildings that looked a lot like the Rawhide Ranch. So I thought that was a nice signal that, you know, I'm doing the right thing. But on the Rawhide Ranch, it has the history laid out there. And I think what I particularly like about it is that it's instilling into kids the history of America, which is unique and was the reason we were able to settle this country that was, you know, blessing to the rest of the world. So I encourage you to look at that, rawhideranch.com. I also would like to say that if you want to buy a ticket for the Inspired Getaway, our sponsor for this fundraiser is the Foghatcher Inn, which is between San Francisco and LA. And I know it's a little far for the people down in San Diego, but a lot of times, you know, there's other things that you can do on the way up there, whether you're going up to Napa or you're going to, you know, Monterey or Santa Barbara. I mean, it's there's reasons to go north from here. So the Foghatcher Inn is a really beautiful bed and breakfast, and it's situated right on Moonstone Beach. And they have, it's not real fancy, but it's, you know, clean and cozy. And it's very close to the Hearst Castle, which is up the road in San Simeon. And I really hope that you buy a ticket. I've set it up. It's working. Just go to, I put the link on my Getter feed, and I put it on, you can find it when you go to Laura Bella. It links over to it. It's only $20, and as I said, we'll pull it live on video on 9/11. But, you know, I'm trying to make this fun for people, but it's very difficult. I had wanted to be giving away more gift baskets and things like that, but I've had such troubles getting my radio program to even be, you know, that you could hear it with all the static and trouble I received. That's partly why I do the live shows, is because then they don't have a chance to plan on dropping by. And, you know, when I announce that I'm doing a show, you know, on Wednesday or whatever, then they, you know, the trolls get all excited. The idea of calling in and being nasty or having static play over the signal so that you can't even hear what I'm saying. So I sit and, you know, spend an hour talking and then it's not even audible. A lot of the shows I've done, you can't hear them. So hopefully you can hear this one. But I know I sound kind of tired, and I am. And, you know, I really didn't think it would take so long to get things straightened out. I want to mention to you that Wayne Allen Root is a good guy and he has a root for America. I definitely give him a listen. It's Root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. I still think that we have to give our support to Mike Lindell. He's gone through a lot. Now, we'll tell you that, how can I put this? All right, there's a lot of people who are feeling that Trump is going to run, and you know that's why the Democrats have put him under investigation again. I mean, they're just so wicked and so disgusting. I don't think the Democrats realize how much we loathe you. You're so creepy. I mean, play by the, have some good sportsmanship, you disgusting pieces of crap. God, nobody wants anything to do with you. So he's under investigation again because they want to make people afraid to support him. They want to, you know, kill anybody who speaks up against them. They want to, you know, kill them financially by auditing them or, you know, wrecking their businesses or, you know, like in Alex Jones's case, he can't even get their information out there. They can't even have their exhibits shown. He doesn't get to ask any questions or do any counter. You know, it's doing kangaroo court stuff. And that's because the Democrats are demented and they're wicked and they have no morals and they don't fear God. So they think they can do whatever they want to people. But guess what? You're going to be struck down dead by the Lord Almighty. I have seen it just keeling over because of your wickedness, Nancy Pelosi. So, you know, it's going to take a while, but it's going to be like they are going to realize that what they do, they can no longer get away with, and that the Lord is going to deal with them. But don't get, take the, you know, vengeance is not yours, okay? Vengeance is the Lord. So do not take the law into your own hands and do not do anything violent. That's exactly what they want. They want to portray the people that are in the middle and on the right as the problem. It's them, okay? They are demented and they're wicked and they're crooked and they're corrupt and they fear going to prison themselves. So, you know, now they'll do anything they have to stay in power, even though they're in power illegally. If you want to make some signs up, company I've used is, I think it's a good one, is signsonthecheap.com. That's signsonthecheap.com. And, you know, when you're making it, make it so that it's reusable, so you don't have stuff on it, like with a date. You know, like if you're going to do an event every 9/11, then just have it 9/11. Don't put 9/11/2022. Let's see what else. I wanted to say that with Trump, you know, how can I put this? It's pretty much either you love him or you hate him. But I really feel that for some reason he keeps saying that, you know, all he would have to do is come out and say, I was wrong about that jab. I believe, you know, this lifetime appointee, Fauci, I believed him when he said that, you know, he had to do this, this, and that, and that there was problems, and that, you know, we had to do a shutdown to stop the spread. And, you know, I was wrong, and I thought they were working on a real vaccine, but what they worked on was actually very dangerous and experimental. I mean, all he would have to do is say that, and people would be, you know, in his camp again. But what he keeps talking about is, you know, all the efforts that they went through to try to get mass mandates, to try to get people mobilized, and, you know, members of you know, the hospital shifts, the Mercy and the Comfort that they set up to take care of what they thought was going to be, you know, thousands of people that were sick and needing help. All right. So, you know, he did go to a lot of efforts and he did try to make, you know, to lead, but what he did wrong, and it's truthful and honest to say, and people like Steve Dace are talking about it, and even Bill O'Reilly, that he led the, you know, Fauci and that type take over. And by shutting down the country, it made them able to do the cheating easier. And it also made people afraid to go to rallies, and it made people afraid to stand in line next to someone waiting to vote. So, you know, their plan was very effective. And they're going to try to do that again. So they're going to try to shut down the country before the next election. To the point where I don't even know for sure if, you know, elections even matter, because it seems like they just put in whoever they want anyway. And the Democrats are definitely behaving as if they don't care what anyone says or thinks. They're just going to do their thing. So it's going to be either so horrible and so bad that we end up having a civil war, or it's going to be that they get taken out, arrested, and resign. I mean, it's really down to those two choices. So I don't know which way it's going to go, but I think I have a strong, pretty good idea about it. So all I can say is get ready. Because the people that we trusted, who get paid big bucks, who are listening to this right now, you didn't do your job, okay? Your job is very simple, and you didn't do it. You let Obama get in. You let Hillary smear Trump. You let Trump get smeared. You let Trump be having to let Biden take over. You know, you had a lot of disinformation put out there, made people think incorrect thoughts about what happened with the election and what Trump was doing. Anyway, the American people have paid the price for your incompetence. Intelligence agencies, if there was any decent ones left, you would come out on TV and say what's going down, so they leave us in the dark and expect us to keep paying our bills and being good citizens, paying your taxes and paying your salary. So I'm really revolted and disgusted by it all. And you should be too. If you want to know what I'm talking about with the, you know, deep state or cabal, whatever you want to call it, on YouTube, UGE, Tube, T-U-B-E, there's a disclosure library, and one of the videos, part 1 through 10, is Fall Cabal, parts 1 through 10, the world's about to change, the Great Awakening. What the Democrats and their owners in the Communist Party are doing is the Great Reset, which is everyone gets poor, the elite get wealthy. They make it so that we're all dead and dying, dead or dying from the jab, which they knew had stuff in it that would, you know, do bad things. I mean, everything from, you know, Bell's palsy to activation of cancer to psoriasis, people who had their psoriasis under control now are covered in it. You know, it's horrible what this thing has done. And the media and the government is keeping a lid on it. Our military are being wiped out. Our young men are being wiped out. Sports stars are being affected. Young kids are getting the vax and being found the next day dead in their sleep. I mean, it's just horrible. But that isn't happening to your family. It isn't happening to your friends and relatives. You're not going to know about it. And that's exactly what they are doing. They know that most people only deal with maybe 20 people a day. If they're working, it might be a little bit more. But most people don't talk to a whole lot of people every day. And most people watch the same news and listen to the same radio station. So they can make us think we could be having an invasion right now from the Chi-Coms, and we wouldn't even know about it if they didn't want us to know about it. They can make it so we are in the dark. So you really need to find other alternative media, because the paid-off controlled media isn't going to tell you until it's too late. I mean, a good example of this is Holland. During World War II, Holland lasted for maybe a couple of weeks before they fell to the Nazis. They weren't prepared. I don't even think they even had a real standing military. And they had had peace for a long time. So they were, you know, kind of asleep and complacent. And when it started to happen, by the time people realized what was going on, it was already too late. And unfortunately, I think that's the case that we're dealing with right now, unless a miracle happens. You know, their globalist plan is well on its way to being completed. And, you know, in Nazi Germany, how they got people to go along is if they killed you. And so you spoke up and said, wait a minute, you know, we can't round up Jewish people just because they're Jews. Well, what's wrong with you? Oh, well, can we have a word with you outside? You know, you're dead. You know, so that person who spoke up at the parliament or in the meeting or at the committee, they're dead. They get jumped on the way home. So all you need is enough evil people to do evil stuff, and you can control anything, whether it's a town or a city or a government. And, you know, that's what we're up against now, is that there are people who have no allegiance to America. They don't care about American people. They care about the new group that's coming in, because they're the ones that are going to be the majority, because they're the ones that are having babies. So while we were being, you know, prudent and trying to keep our families small because we knew how expensive it was to live and to send them to college and to pay for them, all these other people from other countries were having, you know, 7, 8, 10 kids. We're already outnumbered. And, you know, that's why Europe is having the influx of other nations' people, because the Europeans weren't having babies. They weren't having enough to, especially like Italy and other Greece maybe too. They weren't having enough population of babies to sustain their population. So you have a bunch of elderly, and you have a bunch of middle-aged people, and not enough young people. So my advice is get married and have lots of kids. And the other reason for that is because having children is a declaration of hope and belief that there's a better world coming, or a better world to be. And it's showing that you have optimism. Don't let yourself fall into being complacent and, you know, just saying, oh, well, it's just too far gone, you know, this is the way it's going to be. All right, so the other thing I wanted to hit on before I leave is I would contact Clay Clark of Tribe Time Show if you want to be involved in the upcoming events. He's a good guy, and yeah, you know, he's also in trouble for talking about the stolen election, but he needs help with his lawsuit that's against him. And it's on his website, thrivetimeshow.com. But if you wanted to be a participant, the events that are coming up, like the one in New York and the one on the Idaho-Washington border, the one that's in Oklahoma, the one that's in Pennsylvania, you know, contact him directly on his site. If you haven't heard about it, on Mike Lindell, michaellindell.com, it's Michael, LINDELL.com. He has posted his historic interview with Trump. And he also has what he calls absolute proof. Anyone who's honest would admit that there's evidence of cheating. And there's always evidence of cheating in every election. In fact, if you go back, the Democrats were constantly saying that the elections were vulnerable and the elections were stolen. Hillary Clinton said her election was stolen, that the Russians helped Trump to win. And, you know, it's okay when Democrats say the election's stolen, everyone's supposed to get all worked up about it. But when they show evidence of cheating, including shutting down the counting process and papering over the windows, somehow, that's not enough evidence. So every election throughout time has always been having cheating involved. And whoever counts the votes is who determines an election, not how people vote. So people are realizing, like, oh, it doesn't really matter how we vote. They're going to do whatever they want. So that's going to make people become violent or break away, or both. So, you know, they keep poking the sleeping dog, they're going to get bitten. Anyway, on that michaellindell.com, he's the founder of MyPillow. He spent like $30 million of his own money trying to fight these scums. He has on there the evidence, and it's also on freespeech.com. I mentioned that because the news is paid not to talk about it, so you're not going to know about it unless someone says, did you hear this? I'll give you another reason why I'm kind of set up. When Trump was running, people in media like Glenn Beck and Steve Dace, they were Ted Cruz, and they didn't personally care if Ted Cruz was born in Canada to a Cuban exile who became a U.S. citizen. And Ted Cruz's dad, Raul, was a good man. Pastor. I don't have any issue with him. I don't have any issue with his mother. They went to Canada, and I think they were probably connected to the CIA, is my instinct. And I believe that Ted was a U.S. citizen, but he was born in Canada, and he was born to a naturalized citizen. So, he's not much different than Obama. But because Steve and Glenn Beck, Steve Dace and Glenn Beck were, pro-Trump or pro-Cruz, they wouldn't let me talk about Obama's being ineligible and being a usurper and using false documents and all that other stuff. All the things that were common knowledge. And that's why they audited Wayne Allyn Root, because he was talking about it. That's why they threatened Sean Hannity and Trump, because they were talking about it. And I don't mean that Glenn Beck was threatening them, saying that the media and the trolls out there. And that's why I was targeted, because I was talking truth about Clinton's and Obama. And I actually was naive enough to think that I'm an American citizen, I can talk about whatever I want. But I found out that they can wreck your life, and they can make it seem like it's not even coming from them, like by, you know, smearing your name online, you know, putting liens against you that aren't even valid, but it's enough, they look real enough because they've paid off somebody in the IRS to do it, that, you know, the realtor will, you know, think, oh, there is a problem, you know. So they wrecked, ruined my life. And there's no money that could make up for what they did to us and our peace of mind and all the money that we went through trying to get our money back. And I know what I'm talking about, okay? I realize that these people are, they're not going to stand up and resign, okay? Fauci is retiring in his 80s. I mean, why is he freaking working, you know, 25 years past what most people work? Because it's very lucrative. Okay? His retirement is $400,000, okay? People who are in Congress, they have to stay there because their pension is half of their salary. So they can, when they do finally leave, they can still be making six figures a year. I mean, we have had our government hijacked by really wicked people who look out for themselves, not us. And then they have the audacity to get on TV and say that they're working for us, doing the people's business. The only business they do is business that lines their pockets. Anyway, I'm going to play the song Winner, which is, I think, the Operation Rainbow theme song. Unfortunately, it has the ad in the beginning of it, but please listen.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with a Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
I think that's going to be it for today. I really feel that we're at a turning point, but I'm just not sure that enough people woke up in time. And I also want to mention to you that there's reason to think that there's been a lot of information that's been kept from us, and I've done a lot of research myself, and I'm not fully sure of my opinion on a lot of subjects, but I think as a society, as a civilization, we need to be more cognizant of other information that's out there that's not being talked about by the paid off media. So I would go to rise.tv with Seth Holhouse, and you know, they're talking about things that I think are very interesting. But, you know, again, it goes down to that people, young people especially, they totally embrace the idea of aliens and that they're benevolent and that they're, you know, here to help us and all that stuff. But they reject God. And, you know, there's a master, a creator of this universe. And it's obvious in nature. It's obvious even in our, you know, our bodies are incredibly complex machines. You know, it didn't just happen. We didn't just, it's like the idea of a human just coming to be without some higher intellect, higher power involved, higher architect involved, is ridiculous, because it's like saying you could have a tornado and, you know, at the end of the tornado, there'd be some art created that was, you know, really beautiful in this tornado. It doesn't happen, okay? Only time it did happen that I'm aware of is on 9/11. In the debris was a cross made out of the I-beams. Now, I will say to you again, do your own research, but, you know, steel I-beams do not melt from fire, okay? The building was imploded, and it was done on purpose because it was to get, well, that's another subject for another day. But what we've been told is not correct. And the poor people who were involved with the rescue operations, pulling the people out of the rubble, as well as the dogs that were involved in it, you know, they paid a heavy, heavy cost. And even John Stewart, little communist scumbag fake Jew that he is, was on Capitol Hill talking about doing right by the people who did so much work to help people on 9/11 and pull people out of the debris. Even he understands that they're, you know, they want to call it a terrorist attack, because then the people, the victims' families would get special dispensation and be, you know, be eligible for basically a lot of money. So even little John Stewart gets it. So I'm asking you, this 9/11, we're going to make it different. We're going to make it, we're not victims, okay? We are rising from the rubble, and we are going to be strong as a nation again, but it's going to take all of us working together and not fighting one another. And I personally have paid a heavy price. I've stopped talking to my friends and family because I didn't want to, have them be targeted. But, you know, it's if you have friends and family, it's important for you to get on the same page together, because when the stuff hits the fan, we're all going to need one another. And that's partly why I think I just, you know, want to leave California sometimes, because, you know, it's my family are on the East Coast. So I don't know what's going to be, but I know that it's coming to a crescendo right now. And so I've been thinking about it a lot, and all I can ask you to do is to pray for our country and pray that we have no rioting and no terrorist attacks, no more false flags put on by Obama and his owners. No, there weren't any false flags. Well, actually there were, but they were also by the deep state. I mean, everyone that has happened has been done by Muslims and Democrats, you know, DC snipers, Muslims, the shooters, Democrats, some of them even, you know, like Batman, the guy that they, you know, said did that, you know, he had worked on the Obama campaign. Unfortunately, he worked also with DARPA, and they wanted his research that he was working on, which was artificial intelligence. So their solution was to get it so they could make a lot of money off of it and frame him as the fall guy. That's what I think went down. And that's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. But he happens to be from an area near me. And I don't think that kid did it. I think he was framed. Anyway, I think that the idea of Operation Rainbow, you know, being something wonderful, I don't see how it can't happen unless people just, you know, don't get involved. And we only have 412 tickets left for the New York event. So, you know, that's a good thing. People are wanting to participate. So don't be afraid to get involved, okay? Just, as I said, the SkippyDDoDa.com was a very successful event in Florida on May 7th. And LT of N We Know and Melissa of Freedom Force Battalion got involved with that. And it was a very good event that did a lot of good for not just kids, but also young adults that have been rescued. All right. So, you know, it's easy just to say, oh, it's too much. I can't deal with it. Let someone else handle it. I met someone at a party last Friday, and she was trying to get involved and trying to be part of, you know, making a difference. And then she got scared when she was being told at the meeting, the training meeting, that, you know, it can put a target on you. And, you know, she's at the last part of her life, and she doesn't really want any trouble, and she doesn't want to have lawsuits and, you know, all kinds of problems. So she backed off of it, and, you know, she, her name's Joan, but, you know, I can understand why she did, because it's hard to be brave when you're dealing with such horrific, demented evil. But, you know, you have to remember the promise in the Bible that the darkness will never be greater than the light. There's more of us than there are of them. And that's what this is about, is standing up. Standing up for the people that are in chains and standing up for liberty, truth, justice, and the American way. All right. I ask you to be bold and be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. We have an important mission ahead of us. I wish you all Godspeed. God bless you.